TV critic David Bianculli was one of five people from five different countries serving as a judge at this year's International TV Festival in Banff, Canada. He's back with this report.
The Banff International TV Festival just celebrated its 25th anniversary. 25 years of collecting, presenting, and honoring the best television programs from around the world. It takes place each year in Western Canada. Down here in the States, many people haven't heard of it and have never gotten the chance to see much of the wonderful TV offered there. Having served several times as a judge, most recently earlier this month for the festival's silver anniversary, I have to say it's a shame that this Olympics of television doesn't somehow make a bigger impact in the United States. By the time the international jurors arrive in Banff, most of the heavy lifting has been done already by the staff. What's waiting for us are about 100 programs in 15 different categories, from animation and children's programs to documentaries, comedies, and dramas. The judges, each coming from a different country and with years of expertise in or around television, watch them all. About 11 days of viewing, about 11 hours a day. If the TV shows were awful, that schedule would be brutal. But the TV, for the most part, is superb. Quite literally, the best TV in the world. Overall, it was a big year for the United Kingdom, which earned awards in more than half the 15 categories. Those winners included plenty of TV programs that ought to be shown here. Wine Gums, a fast-moving 15-minute series of poets performing poetry, is like a rhyming version of Ronan Martin's Laugh-In, just as fast and just as funny. The True Face of War, a bold current affairs documentary, looked at what viewers weren't shown, in England or here, about the war in Iraq. This Little Life is a wrenching, unforgettable TV movie about a mother's prematurely born infant and its struggle for survival. And The Catherine Tate Show, a sketch program in the style of The Tracy Ullman Show, won as Best Comedy Series, a surprise winner, beating out fellow BBC favorite The Office, as well as such slick USA entries as Curb Your Enthusiasm and Frasier. In fact, of all the British winners, only one, to my knowledge, has been shown already in this country. It's the fabulous miniseries State of Play, shown earlier this year on BBC America. It was a six-part story about journalists cracking a high-level conspiracy case and was the best drama about reporters since All the President's Men. And though this was England, not Washington, D.C., State of Play even had one scene that took place in an underground parking garage. It was a tense meeting between reporter Cal McCaffrey, played by John Sim, and his Ben Bradley-type editor, played by Bill Nighy.
Cameron. Who's leaned on you?
Several people.
When?
Since we opened this story.
So why start being obstructive now?
A, because I can't afford to see my house flash before my eyes. B, you worry me. Your bias in Stephen Collins' favours nudged upwards since you started poking his presumably guilt-ridden wife.
Stephen Collins is being stitched up.
Not without substantial contributions from himself. He was still shagging his researcher when she was murdered. If that's not a story, I don't know what is.
Which he's admitted.
Tell him thank you for confirming the bloody obvious.
You know, he came to me with all that Cramer House stuff. I'm the last person he'd want to confide in, and he came to me because he's got nowhere else to go.
In the miniseries category, State of Play beat out a Canadian drama about illegal immigrants, a British drama about a domestic murder, a Swedish drama about a creepy and troubled little girl, and HBO's Angels in America, which won a separate prize for its high-definition photography. That's a lot of range and a lot of excellence. Programs in other categories made the cut from the Netherlands, Germany, France, Canada, Iran, Russia, Israel, and Japan. Japan, in fact, won the festival's grand prize for an amazingly inspirational family and youth documentary called Children, Full of Life, Learning to Care. It was about a fifth-grade school teacher. So what did the U.S. win? It won for Best Continuing Drama Series, thanks to The Sopranos. It also won in the History and Biography category for an American Experience documentary on Tupperware. In that category, another PBS documentary on Watergate Plus 30 came in a close second. But the Tupperware story impressed the judges more as a clearer and more original program. I was a little surprised by that. But I was also surprised that The Sopranos traveled so well across international cultural lines. Go figure. But the U.S. on balance didn't travel so well this year. and maybe the way our TV is received internationally is something we should think about at home. The broadcast networks in the States are busy making reality shows, and not one of those was a nominee at Banff. Only 18 of the nominees overall were from the United States. 5 were from PBS, 5 from HBO, and all of the rest, except for NBC's Frasier, were from basic cable. CBS, ABC, Fox, the WB, they didn't get a single nomination. That says something. But for those who care about the status of commercial broadcast television in the U.S., what that says isn't very encouraging.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.